Well, Patrick, this is fantastic. Great to reconnect with you and get, well, this is episode 43 of our podcast, which is fantastic. And today we're going to dedicate the show to big news. And that big news is Marriott hosting event earlier this week, talking about their new program and what's in store for really everyone that's associated with this this whole hotel chain. So I thought maybe what we could do is let our listeners know a bit of the backstory before we dive into the details. So why don't you take us back to when the announcement, I guess, ultimately between SPG and Marriott was first made.
Yeah, so there was definitely a lot of chatter that there was a couple of companies making bids for Starwood Hotels. And in the end, Marriott had won out. And this is, it's probably coming up close to 2 years that they announced this. And I think it was fall of 2016 that this happened. And so they announced that they bought Starwood Hotels. And right away, there was a lot of chatter as to what's going to happen to the reward programs from, you know, the one major chain taking over another major chain. Starwood Preferred Guest is much beloved by its members. It was a very rich program. And the reason why is that they had to be, because they were smaller than your Marriott, than your Hiltons, and your IHGs, with like just over 1,000 hotels. There's something like 1,300 now. Versus these other chains that had 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 hotels. So they had to differentiate themselves to keep people loyal to the Starwood brand, and SPG was that route, and it was a very good program. It's always won many awards, always been very popular, lots of great options in it. And so that was like the big question right away, especially in our industry, being on the loyalty side, what's going to happen to the programs? So fast forward a few months, and Marriott announces that, as of tomorrow, you can link your accounts. Your status will be matched between the programs. Points will transfer from Starwood to Marriott at a 1-3 basis, or vice versa. And everybody was really taken back. But in a good way. It was a surprise. They're like, wow, they're actually giving good value to Star Points, converting to Marriott. The match of the elite status. So Starwood Golds would get Marriott Gold. Starwood Platinums would get Marriott Platinum. So for the past year, everybody's been enjoying benefits across the two chains.
And Patrick, on that note, I mean, part of the surprise here is that most people assume that when there's this kind of merging of programs, it often results in a devaluation, correct? And so the concern and the rumors was that somebody was going to get screwed. But the surprise here was that, in fact, no, this kept people pretty happy overall.
It did, you know, and Marriott started bringing in benefits that we saw only on Starwood, with like late checkouts and other items to their brands that we saw more on the Starwood side. And so that we've all enjoyed that for, you know, the better part of a year, year and a half. And then this announcement came out this week, and that's where we're at now, is the announcement that came out Monday about the combination of, well, technically three reward programs: Marriott Rewards, Ritz-Carlton Rewards, and Starwood Preferred Guests, which are all owned by Marriott now. A lot of the talk just really talks about Marriott SPG. Ritz is basically just an offshoot of Marriott Rewards and run very similar to Marriott. So technically it's three programs going in, but the way everybody's concerned, it's just the big two. So those two are being merged come August 1st, and that's where we'll head to next with the podcast, is discussing what we see with the combination of the programs.
Right, and just to clarify something, because I did ask Jennifer Brill, she's the Director of Loyalty for Marriott here in Canada, there's no definitive date right now in August. Sometime in August, she wouldn't confirm when exactly, but yes, August is the date this is all officially is unveiled. And I guess what they did this past Monday was they gave us a sort of sneak peek of what to expect. You, of course, put a blog post up on that, including the new charts, so people can check that out. But we thought we'd share with everyone what we found out at the event, what the event was all about, and also play some clips from my interview with Jennifer about what what everyone can come to expect. It was held at the Ritz-Carlton in Toronto, and it was an event that top members of the merit program came out to. So it checked all the boxes off in terms of being an exclusive affair. Don Cleary, president of Canada Region for Marriott, he was the man who hosted the event and shared all the news and highlights. They played some videos. They had great chefs from their various properties doing tasting menus. And the big surprise guest was Sarah McLachlan came in to perform a set for everyone. And that, I think for many people, was a huge highlight. So, Jen, why don't we start with you just telling me who you are and what you do
for sure. For Marriott. So I'm Jennifer Bryl, B-R-Y-L. I'm the Director of Loyalty Marketing for Canada.
Okay.
So I represent the entire region, franchise and managed properties.
Awesome. And how long have you been with Marriott?
So I've been with Marriott for 3 years. But prior to that, I've been with Delta Hotels and Resorts.
Okay.
And Martin managing their loyalty department for their previous Delta Privilege program.
Okay.
So all together, I've been with about 10 years with Marriott now.
Okay, great. And all that time, you've had experience working in the loyalty space?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Great.
Yeah.
So I guess it's fair to say that you know quite a bit about what members that belong to these programs care about and what's sort of top of mind when it comes to changes
right. That
often come down the pike with loyalty programs.
Right.
One of the biggest rumors, of course, was how these points would ultimately be devalued. So for the Starwood members, their concerns, of course, were, well, I've got this great balance of points. What's this new merging of the programs going to mean? And,
right. And
the thought was that there'd be a devaluation. What can you tell us about today's announcement?
For sure. So today we're excited to announce the first harmonization of our loyalty benefits for our members. So when we took over, or we acquired SBG in 2016, on day one, we announced points transfer and instant status matching. That was, I think, well received within our members. Since then, we've been working really hard behind the scenes to develop and harmonize our back end and our systems to bring to them a more unified program. That becomes a harmonized earning capability as well as a redemption opportunity as well for them. So today we are announcing the first first look of what the harmonized benefits and experiences could be for our members, which will take place and be activated starting August of this year.
Right, August this year. And then does the full program get officially sort of rolled out in early 2019, or is August the kind
of... So we're announcing what the full program is today.
Okay.
So so members today as of 4:30 p.m., and same with you, can go on to members.marriott.com, and they will learn what the full gamut of availability for earning and redeeming and moments opportunities are available to them, and that will be the full program. So we're announcing that today, but that will come into effect starting in August.
Okay.
So from a member perspective, starting in August, they will have one account.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll still be branded three separate programs. If you mm-hmm. think of it as three front doors all leading back to a single house in
okay.
the back end
okay.
To make it kind of easily identifiable.
Right.
But they will still continue to have three separate branded programs. So okay. Ritz-Carlton Rewards, SPG, and Merit Rewards.
Mm-hmm.
But members will now, starting in August, have one account.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have one membership number, one account, and where the balance of their points and their earning and redemption will all be taken from. And the benefit of that is that it allows them to have seamless access to over 6,500 hotels now. And that makes their booking experience a lot easier as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll be doing is, starting in August, our sites, our mobile sites and our .com sites, will now be able to support the entire portfolio of our brands. All 29 brands, 6,500 properties. And in Canada, that's 19 brands and 225 properties.
Great. And one of the things that, and so maybe you can just tell us on... What is it, August 1st? What day, do we have a date?
We don't
in August?
Have an okay. exact date in August, but it will be August. Yeah.
Okay, and so in that particular instance, a Starwood member, for example, who has, let's say, 100,000 points.
Yes.
I understand the ratio is 3-1, is it? So that
will remain.
Okay,
yes.
So that 100,000 gets
will now be 300,000 points.
300,000.
Yes.
So no longer do they need to worry about converting their points and all that other business. It's all one program, one point system,
yes.
And that takes place automatically.
That takes place automatically in August. Okay. They will no longer have to transfer points back and forth because they will have one account.
Got it.
So they'll have one account that houses all their points. If they are an SP or a Merit Rewards member or a Ritz-Carlton member, their point value does not change. But if they're an SPG member, their point value will change to that 3-to-1 ratio. So to your point, yes, if they have 100,000 SPG points in their account, we will automatically convert that to 300,000 points for them.
Got it.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I guess many members are going to be interested in knowing is accessibility to some of the hotels and what the point value is that you're going to attribute to those various properties, right?
For sure, so, yeah. So the rewards chart or the redemption chart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is that all going to be then
made
available?
Yep. So today we'll share with you what our standard new rewards chart will be. We'll be launching with a brand new tiers, levels 1 to 8,
right.
That our members will be able to redeem for. Mm-hmm. I think for the most part, you'll have a lot of the point ratios will actually be reduced. So it'd be more easily accessible for our members, especially our SPG members.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2019, we're going to be announcing a peak saver or a point saver. Redemption opportunity as well too.
Now you mentioned there's going to be some savings, but those savings are on off-peak travel periods, correct?
So the savers will be on off. It
depends. Right.
So it'll be managed by the hotel depending on what their travel and behavior needs are. Right. So for example, if it's a need period for them and they have a lot of inventory, then they will be putting it on peak saver on point saver or peak. I think it's also important to remember that there would be from the earning perspective, there would be a 20% earning in points on spend anyways as part of the new programs coming in August.
Okay.
Now the additional benefit for Merit Rewards and Ritz-Carlton Rewards members is that earning will now be on full folio.
Okay.
So that means that if they have food and beverage or spa that's put
that
onto their folio on their folio,
the account
that will now be counted.
Credit
yes.
for that,
so
which
that's
is a big
new.
Deal.
That's new and that's a big deal.
Yeah,
yes.
for sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's put this in the perspective of a collector then, okay?
Yes.
Somebody who's call it a road warrior who does a lot of business travel over the course of the year, and for them the big payoff is taking their family on a vacation somewhere where they get to access one of your wonderful hotels.
Right.
Now, typically if they're like somebody like myself, got kids at a certain age that take the spring vacation when it's March break, that of course would be a peak period. So last year, for example, I might have accessed some properties in peak period, but only paid, what the price is today.
Right.
Tomorrow, from what I understand, there will be an increase then.
Yes.
During that, as you call it, in high demand peak
the
season.
Increase though won't be a lot. So we're estimating that the increase will be about 20% higher, and on the save point saver side, it'll be about 20% lower than our standard.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, so overall, this does sound
and no
like,
blackout dates.
No blackout dates.
No blackout
important
dates.
Thing. So you've highlighted a lot of the pluses, and by and large, this is a good news story. We've heard, shifting out of your space and looking at some other quote-unquote harmonization efforts.
Okay.
Loblaw's PC and Optimum program harmonization hasn't gone all that well.
Okay.
They've been in the news recently, of course, because of various hacks or attack on people's points and balances. This is where it really matters, right? When programs merge, it's all this back end stuff that the collector has no idea what's going on. They just hope that it goes seamlessly.
Right.
What steps have you guys put in place to make sure that migration, if you will, happens seamlessly?
Yeah, so I'll need to get information for you about our data warehouse and all of that. But so we're migrating the SPG program onto our Merit Rewards platform, which has rigorous data security already. I'm not very technical in that aspect already, but I can assure you that we're very rigorous in our data protocol, especially with our Canadian anti-spam legislation as well, too, making sure that we're acquiring a member, we're getting their permission to have their information. I can appreciate what's happened in the Canadian landscape on that. I think that's data security and privacy is our utmost number one importance when it comes to amalgamation. I think we did a very good job of that when it came to day one of linking our accounts and points transfer. We didn't see any complaints based on that, and we'll continue to make sure that that takes place in August as well too, when we combine two accounts into one account.
Good stuff.
The other thing too, especially when we ask members to link their accounts on day one and what they currently need to do today, is we only asked our member to do that. Yeah. So they couldn't have a call, they couldn't call one of our call centers. Our call center agents or anybody over the phone or could not do that for our members. Okay. They had to do that themselves for privacy and data restrictions as well. So that will continue as well.
Yeah, so those checks and balances are in place.
Yes.
Got it. And just generally speaking, the communication to members, you've been pretty good on that. You've been frequent in it. Of course, today's announcement are the details that many people are looking forward to hearing about. And then you'll probably be doing a constant push.
Yes.
Just to keep everyone informed.
Today is day one of our member communication cadence.
Yeah.
So this is the first time that we're going to be able to share that with them. Everything, all information will lead towards our members.marriott.com website. So any updates, all the benefits, awards, and charts and everything will be shared on that site. Any updates will be on that site as well too. So it's one website communicating all information. And then, yes, we'll continue to have communication cadence with our members up until that August date. We'll make sure they know what they need to do. If they're an SPG member, if they have two accounts, if they're not already linked, then we'll be providing them that information based on that. So making sure that we give them step-by-step guidance on what they need to do to get them up to speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So important in the
I think from us too, transparency is really important, and the more communication is better.
Yeah.
Our call centers are equipped. Our hotels are going under rigorous training starting tomorrow.
Great.
So get them up to speed. So between April and August, they will be fully trained to support our members. It all kind of starts today.
Well done. Well done. Anything to add, Jen? Anything to share?
I think just we're trying, our end goal is to provide a seamless experience for our members, to make it less confusing. So to have access to over 6,500 hotels across the portfolio is going to be exciting. But also, we're also ramping up our moments packages and experience for our members too. So we're increasing that to 110,000 experiences that they can use and redeem their points for. In Canada, I think you know, we just launched our Toronto Maple Leaf partnership.
Yeah.
So we have games, we got playoff game tickets on there, and which are redeeming fast and furiously. So we're just really happy to be part of the landscape.
That's great. And certainly the experience thing is a big deal. Patrick and I have talked a lot about experiences being a trend to keep our eyes on for 2018 and beyond, as the program operators look for ways to enhance value and differentiate themselves. So you guys are already off to a great start.
That's also the point of tonight, being here in Toronto as part of a launch announcement, is this is a money can't buy moments experience. So majority of our guests that you're going to see here today are Platinum and Platinum Elite and Lifetime members that we have invited. So we have the culinary stations from top chefs that we brought in from across the country, as well as our talent that's going to be doing, and right here is where we're doing the special meet and greet with our talent. So we're really excited, and this is a moments experience, and our members do not pay anything to be here. They didn't use any of their points. We just invited them. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah.
That's great, Jen.
A lot of buzz, a lot of excitement. I had a chance to talk with some of the members that were there, and I think overall everyone was quite impressed. And as you already said, I mean, the big thing was everyone seems really quite happy with Marriott's lead on this. As Don said, the majority of the costs for rooms and stuff are going down with the point program. And Patrick, maybe you can elaborate a little bit on that.
Absolutely. So on Monday, they revealed a new reward chart whichever way you want to word it. Some companies say award, some say reward. It's going to have eight categories for the hotels to fall into. Right now, that varies from 5 to 7 to 9, depending on which program you look at, out of the three that are combining. So I could see that there was a lot of work put into this. They had to really think about what are this chart amounts going to be, because there's a lot of star points coming over, which are valued quite high. And there's so much work that goes behind this. So this new chart has 8 categories. 7 will kick off in August, 1 to 7. 8 won't come till 2019. And also on the chart, there'll be peak and off-peak pricing. Some of the rumors that came out prior to this announcement were saying that there's going to be dynamic pricing. And some people say, yes, the peak and off-peak's dynamic, which I guess it's kind of a hybrid. It's kind of in between, because dynamic pricing, for the most part, is what you see with Aeroplan's market fare rewards. They don't have set amounts. It can vary from way below the standard reward chart to way above. Here, at least, they're giving us flat amounts. You know you're going to be paying 20% at peak, 20% off peak. And that's going to kick off in 2019. And what we learned as well from a press conference in the UK via the blog Head for Points is that Marriott's hoping, this is the plan, is that about 60% of the days in a year, and this varies by hotel and region, will be standard, whereas 20% will be at peak and 20% will be off peak. So for the better most part of it, you should be able to get that standard award pricing. And that standard award pricing starts at 7,500 points for category one, which is equivalent to the charts right now, jumping up to 60,000 for category seven or 85,000 for category eight. So where does this land with the other programs? Category 6 to 8 are higher than the current highest Marriott reward chart amount, which is category 9, which is 45,000 points. So some hotels for Marriott may be getting more expensive. But what this chart really appeals to a lot of people is that a lot of Starwood hotels may be getting cheaper, because right now the top end Starwood hotels run as high as 35,000 points. So if you multiply that by 3, you're looking at over 100,000 Marriott rewards points, or the new points, for some of these hotels, which will now be in the 60 to 85,000 point range. Now there's still going to be some hotels that come over from Starwood that don't hit the charts. These are the all suite hotels, some resorts. There's probably about 24 of them that get to set their own pricing. We've learned that they'll still continue to be able to do that. So there's going to be some exceptions to the rule of the chart. I think overall Marriott did a good job with this. We still don't know which hotels will fall into which category. That's supposed to come sometime in June. I mean, you have 6,500 hotels to pick from that they need to set into their categories. But as Marriott alluded to, they said majority will actually be going down in price, which is a good sign, and hopefully they stick to that. But I think, you know, there's been a little bit of give and take. So I think we're going to see some Marriott and Ritz-Carlton hotels get a little bit more expensive. But on the other hand, you're going to see some of the high-end Starwood hotels become less expensive. So this should be a good balance. And with such a big program, 110 million members worldwide, so many hotels, so many options, you have to expect some give and take. They can't give you everything. Otherwise, it would just kill the program. And that we'll allude to that too in the elite status with everybody who gets, say, gold status from the platinum card from American Express. They will not get platinum for the remainder of this year like other Marriott golds will, and so on and so forth. So there has been give and take. Some people aren't happy. Some are. In general, I think we should be quite pleased with what's going on. This has been a big undertaking for the two companies, and I think for the most part, it's pretty decent.
Well, and as Don explained when he spoke about or highlighted some of the changes, he made it clear, of course, there's no blackouts. But as you say, the peak and off-peak pricing was something that people did sort of have some questions about. In your opinion, how might this impact, that, call it road warrior, who every year puts X amount of miles of travel under their belt for the sole purpose of earning rewards that they can convert to the family vacation during March break? Is there something that they may need to modify in terms of how they approach booking now with this new program?
No, actually, things are going to get better. It's for somebody focused on earning the points, the new program is actually better. And they say on average that you'll earn about 20% more points, or it's 20% richer for the program. And that's because you're going to continue with the Marriott rewards earn rate at all hotels, and that includes the Starwood hotels. So whereas Starwood hotels were 2 points per dollar for base level members and a little bit higher for elite members, three points per dollar, when you convert that, you were earning 6 to 9 Marriott rewards points per dollar spent in those hotels. Well, now they've gone to 10 points. So you're actually earning more, which is great for those that really want to rack up those points. And then you get your elite bonuses on top of that. So you're going to rack up even more points if you're an elite member. So that on the earn side, it's really good. And they have, come August, said that all 6,500 hotels will be available on all three platforms. So Ritz-Carlton.com, Marriott.com, SPG.com, their mobile apps, you name it. You have access via one portal to all the hotels. You don't have to transfer points back and forth anymore. And that's the next thing, is that come August, when all your points are pooled together, any of your star points will be multiplied by three. So if you're sitting on 100,000 star points in the new program, you have 300,000 points. So great news there. So that part, the earn side is great. But on the flip side for the Road Warrior, is the elite status. And a lot of people do strive for the hotel elite status because of the benefits you get. And now they've had to, again, take the best of both worlds and try and you know, pick and choose what they're going to do. And we've seen the introduction of some new elite levels. We're going to have five elite levels in this program. Some get a little bit weaker. Technically, Marriott Gold or SPG Gold get a little bit weaker because you're going to lose lounge access, and your late checkout it can be capped at 2 p.m. Subject to availability, whereas Platinums will pretty much continue at the same point, 4 p.m. checkout, get the lounge access or free breakfast options. So Gold is losing out a bit. And then also on the lifetime elite status, some of the SPG members may be a little disappointed. We had one guy comment on our blog, he's got probably about 1,100 nights combined lifetime between Marriott and SPG, but more on the SPG side, where he's going to be granted lifetime Marriott Platinum status. But if you look at it, he should be getting lifetime Platinum Premier, which right now the Marriott Platinum lifetimes will be getting. So I advised him to make a call to Marriott or contact them, say, you know, this is my situation. And some people should do that, because that, I think that's a little bit of a hit to those people who've been loyal to one company more than the other, and now they're going to lose out a bit on status compared to others. So again, a bit of that give and take, and I think there's some of the bigger hits are kind of on the elite side for the SPG members. They are losing out on a few benefits, not a lot, but definitely not what you're used to.
You know, one of the things that we haven't touched upon yet, and maybe you can further explain this, but correct me if I'm wrong, the SPG member will now also benefit by having all of their spend rewarded, right? Not just the room, but the spa, that whatever else they spend at any of these hotel properties will now be recognized with credit, if you will, correct?
Yeah. So that was a Starwood benefit brought over Marriott. Marriott only rewarded points, where Starwood gave you points for, you know, your food and all that type of stuff. So now it's across the board. So again, that adds into that point of them earning more points. In general, that all members should earn more points because Marriott rewards members now will earn more. For those, their folios for spa stuff, food stuff, you name it. Another thing we learned, which is kind of it's a downgrade from Starwood. Starwood, if you booked multiple rooms under one member account, you would earn elite credit and points for up to three rooms per booking. Whereas Marriott was elite credit for only one of the rooms and points for all three, and they're keeping the latter. And I know some people were asking about that, what's going to happen. So unfortunately, if you book two rooms, three rooms, say you have multiple family members traveling together, you'll only earn the elite status on your room. The other two rooms won't earn it, but you'll earn the points on them. So that's too bad, because that was sometimes a good way to quickly build up your elite status.
Got it. So you mentioned the 6,500 hotels that are now part of the Marriott family. You know, it's interesting. One of the things highlighted at the event was one in every four hotels being built today is a Marriott property. So it just speaks to the sort of breadth of coverage this company has. It's a monster out there. So anyway, as far as you're concerned, this whole thing is more or less a good news story for everyone involved.
For the most part, yeah, absolutely. I think most people should be happy with the changes announced and what's happening with the programs. It's tough to please everybody. You'll always have somebody who's not happy with it. But as we've seen with all loyalty programs, when they make changes or devaluations, you kind of just take it and continue going. And you know, you either walk and go to a different program that, you know, that has the benefits that you want or like. For example, Hilton with their gold status still gives you free breakfast. So if free breakfast is the main thing you look for, then you walk to Hilton. But for the most part, I think people will continue on with Starwood and Marriott and whatever new name they come out with next year, which apparently they don't even have an idea what it's going to be called yet.
Perhaps they should host a contest asking their members to come up with a name. That might be an idea for them.
That would be a very cool idea, and reward them with lots of points for for being picked, you know, if they get picked for the name.
And what about on the credit card side? Is there anything we want to talk about there? I did see our friends from Amex at the event. But yeah, what can you tell us about the credit card side of things?
All right, so in Canada, it's a little bit different. There was a lot of news that came out for the U.S. cards even prior to this news. We didn't know too much on the Canadian side. We could just assume what would happen. But earlier this week, we did find out, you know, the change on the Starwood Preferred Guest credit card here in Canada was that they got rid of the StarPoints sign-up bonus. And this is the same thing they did in the U.S. Instead, they're going with statement credits. I can only assume a couple reasons behind that is that StarPoints are worth a lot, three times that in the new program. So by curbing that, they're not giving out as many points. Plus, a lot of people who were signing up for that sign-up bonus were converting those points to airline programs because the Starwood program is very rich in that regard. And that's a good news. They're keeping that with the Marriott program. So that I could see why they curb that right now until they come out with new cards. So it's statement credits, plus part of that statement credit is encouraging, it comes paid to you if you stay at a Starwood or Marriott hotel. So they're encouraging the loyalty. Go actually stay at the hotels and use the card for that. What we don't know is what the future holds come, you know, 2019 with the cards. It won't be called the Starwood Preferred Guest card from American Express. It'll be in a new program. Marriott's David Fluke did tell me when I had an interview with him the previous week that they are actively pursuing another partner in Canada on top of Amex. I don't think they're planning to get rid of Amex, but just like they had the Chase card previously, which ended here in Canada, I think they want somebody to be able to issue a MasterCard or Visa card in Canada for the combined program. And then you'll have the Amex card as well. Will we follow suit in the U.S. like the U.S. where the base level cards are issued as a Visa MasterCard and then a luxury card from Amex? Are we going to see the same thing here? We're not sure yet. And then the other question for Amex cardholders is converting membership rewards points to Starwood. Things like the Cobalt card, Gold Rewards card, Platinum, all of those have options to convert to Starwood. Those are supposed to remain in place right now, so you should get 3 points for each StarPoint that you've converted your membership rewards points to. But come in the future, we think that'll change as well because the base level earning on the cards in the U.S. is dropping to 2 points per dollar from the equivalent of 3 points per dollar because they were awarding 1 StarPoint per dollar on non-bonus spend, which it was equivalent to 3. So that's dropping to 2. So we may see the same thing on the Starwood card here until they make all the changes. Hopefully we'll get details from Amex soon and we can follow up and have another podcast all about the changes on the credit card side because they are very popular. The Starwood Preferred Guest credit card does really well here in Canada. Has always been a mainstay for a lot of people, and I know a lot of people are concerned as to what's going to happen to those cards, and others are, you know, excited, hoping that we do get a luxury version of the card like the U.S. did.
And let's get back to some of the things that we've heard people wanting to make sure remain. So yes, we'll follow up ourselves on the credit card news once that becomes clear. Another thing that was definitely spoken about was the emphasis on experience. I know when I spoke to Jennifer Brill, she was clear that experiences and offering up, you know, elite experiences is a big part of what drives membership satisfaction. And so the promise was that they would continue to make sure that they borrow from the best of Marriott on that front. As I mentioned, the Sarah McLachlan appearance was an example, but they've got a rich catalog of experiences that they like to offer up, and that seems to be something that you and I've talked about regularly on this podcast, is how more and more loyalty programs are looking at differentiating themselves through experiences. Anything you want to add on that, Patrick?
Yeah, so I mean, this was something that was originally launched by Starwood years and years ago. Their SPG Moments with some one of a kind experiences, and you know, Marriott jumped on the bandwagon as well, and now they've combined them and just made them better. There's just a lot more options out there. They say the new Moments program will have over 110,000 experiences that you can purchase, and there's some that are exclusive that you can only redeem points or bid points on. There's things like tickets to their own kind of exclusive box at the O2 Arena in London, England to see concerts. They've had things like one-of-a-kind box tickets at the US Open Tennis. There's so many different options in there that you can pick and use your points for, and a lot of them are actually pretty decent value. They're not outrageously priced like a lot of merchandise catalog items. So I do know a lot of the people who do collect quite a few Marriott rewards or star points. They definitely look at these events, especially when they're traveling to a certain city. They'll see if that city has something exclusive for them that they could use.
Yeah, and I know they had a pretty cool video that they showed at the event of I guess testimonials, really, of people doing some pretty wild things with their points. So yeah, we'll talk about that further too, and maybe dive into it a little bit more if we get Jennifer back on the line later in the summer. We mentioned off the top that I interviewed her. We'll play clips from that interview shortly. But before we wrap up on Marriott, is there anything that we haven't covered? And you know, maybe you mentioned some people who are already reaching out to you regarding the blog. It would be great to get you know, maybe a summary of some of the things that remain top of mind and perhaps even concerns that are worth flagging.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we've already put up two posts. We had a follow-up post 2 days after the original post of the details. Just kind of touching into things like the lifetime elite status, some of the elite benefits, where things map out with the elite stays and everything, the updated reward chart. And there's still more questions coming through as what will happen. I know another one people were asking was, can you book reward nights without all the points? Because that was a benefit of the Marriott program, was that you could book a stay many days out, and as long as you had the points by the time you were completing the stay, then you know you were fine to do that. And the good news is they are keeping that option. So even if you know you're going to be booking a reward stay that's going to cost you 60,000 points and you only have 40,000 points, well, you can book it, but just make sure you have all those points in by the time you complete that reward stay. But so that option is remaining. I just saw it because I know somebody had asked that and I haven't responded to it when we recorded this podcast. So that's one highlight as well. So they are keeping, you know, for the most part, the best of both programs. I'd have to say I'm very happy with it. We'll see where the elite goes, elite status goes. I mean, luckily my wife holds Marriott Platinum, so we'll be bumped up to Platinum Premier for the remainder of the year. But we'll see how many stays we get in before the end of the year, and where we drop to next year remain the same. Again, so if we drop the gold, yeah, I might be a little disappointed because there goes the lounge access and a couple other benefits. 4 p.m. late checkout is something we use a lot and love it. So 2 p.m. may be a bit of a disappointment. But again, you know, a lot of hotels, you just ask. And they're pretty flexible depending on where you stay. Even my just last trip, we had the 4 p.m. late checkout. We were running late. We knew we'd be running late. So we called the hotel and asked them for 5 p.m. and they said no problem. So it never hurts to ask, but it's nice to have it as a published benefit.
Yeah, some great points there. And you know, the other great point about how Marriott's handled this to date is perhaps it's a example for any other program operator out there thinking of making changes, big changes like these changes, on how to do it. Because certainly the general feedback's been positive. It's not often positive when changes are made. Maybe Marriott is on to something that everyone can follow. All right, Patrick. Well, if there's nothing else we want to cover off right now, we'll certainly follow up this podcast with another one on this subject as we get closer to the August date. As mentioned, we hope to get a few folks from Marriott back on the show. But we're always interested to hear from you. Keep your comments coming. and we'll be back next time to talk about other news in the industry.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast.